George Washington was a white man. Adams and Jefferson, too. Abe Lincoln was a white man, probably. And William McKinley, the whitest of them all, shot down by an immigrant in Buffalo. And a star fell out of heaven. I'm dreaming of a white president, just like the ones we've always had. A real live white man who knows the score, how to handle money or start a war. Wouldn't even have to tell me what we were fighting for. He'd be the right man if he were everybody. I'm dreaming of a white president, someone whom we can understand, someone who knows where we're coming from, and that the law of the jungle's not the law of this land. Deepest, darkest Africa, 1903. Little boy says, Daddy, I just discovered relativity. Big eclipse is coming, and I'll prove it. Wait and see. You better eclipse yourself out of here, son. Find yourself a tree. There's a lion in the front yard, and he knows he won't catch me. Well, how many little Albert Einsteins cut down while in their prime? How many little Ronald Reagans gobbled up before their time? I don't believe in evolution, but it does occur to me. What if little William Howard Taft had to face a lion, or God forbid, climb a tree? Where would this country be? I'm dreaming. Ba-ba-boom, ba-ba-boom. Things have never been this bad. So it won't run the 110 seconds flat. So I won't have a pretty jump shot or be an Olympic acrobat. So I won't know much about global warming. Is that really where you're at? You won't be the brightest, perhaps, but he'll be the whitest, and I'll vote for that. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, yes. Whiter than this, oh yeah.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. Everybody just needs to lighten up. The election is over. All the bickering, the arguing, the money throwing, all that stuff is gone. We're going to have a little fun on Freetown Radio. Today is the presidential edition of the show. And we're going to be focusing on songs about presidents. And you know, more songs have been written about Franklin Delano Roosevelt than any other president. So you're going to hear a lot of them. But right now, we're going to start off the show. And by the way, if, in case you couldn't guess, that first tune that we heard is called I'm Dreamin'. And that's a brand new song by America's greatest living songwriter. Sorry, Bob Dylan. That was Randy Newman with I'm Dreaming. Very cute little satire there. And we're going to go back in time. Way back in time to 1934. And we're going to open up the first set with a little tune by Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers. And it's called Prosperity and Politics. And here we go.
Say, Gid, I got a letter here for you. It's been here about a week. Here it is.
What does it say, Gid? Is it anything about a job for the Skillet Liquor?
I said it is. Yes, sirree. The Victor people want a cardiomograph form record. I believe they want to sell good, too.
Well, that shows you, boys, the business is picking up. The Victor wants us to record some more records. The reason why we haven't recorded sooner is because the people didn't have the money to spend for them, and that shows you that business is picking up considerably.
Yes, sirree, I know it is. I tell you what let's do. Let's play another tune so we'll be in good shape for making these records. Let's play Gonna Raise a Rufus Tonight.
My old missus promised me we're gonna raise a Rufus tonight. When she dies, she set me free. We're gonna raise a Rufus tonight. Come along.
You know, I tell you what I'd do if I was up there in the White House, I'd run it. I'd just take all the money and divide equally with everyone.
Well, you couldn't do that, Ted. You'd only have $3.60, and what did you do when you spent that?
Oh, I'd just take that and divide it again.
That's Ted Hawkins.
Well, I'm glad that Roosevelt's in the White House instead of Ted Hawkins, because I imagine times would sure be bad then.
They sure would. They'd be in a mess. Yeah, we've got a fine president up there, and he's one man that's going to get my vote any time he wants
it. He's going to get mine too, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's a real man, fellas. You know, he don't always think of himself like most politicians. He's got time to think of other folks. Why, think of the smiles and the good health he's bringing all those sick folks down to Warm Springs, Georgia. If that was all he'd done, I'd be for him lock, stock, and barrel. But that's just some of the good he's doing. What do you say? Let's play that new tune of Riley's, Old Man Depression, Get On Your Way. You know, since election, Republicans been awful scarce down south. The other day, a fella drove up to old man Johnson's cabin down on Goose Creek. You know old man Johnson, don't you, fella?
Yeah, sure do. He's trapping, too.
Yeah, you know, he don't beat the devil around the stump at all. He just tells you what he thinks. Fella said, can I find a Republican around here anywhere? Old man Johnson said, I've been living these mountains about all my life, and I've done a right smart of hunting and trapping, got lots of hide tacked up on the side of the barn. But if I ever kill one of them animals, I don't know nothing about it, but you're sure welcome. Go out there and see if you can find one anyplace. I tell you, let's play another tune, gang. Then we got to be going. Let's play Going Down the Road Feeling Glad.
Ted, see you later.
Goodbye, Ted.
We'll see you, boy.
Goodbye, boy.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to their island is bound to be an epoch in local history. Definitely marking a new era, keeping Trinidad in America. For this great man, jubilation was evinced by the entire population. Friendship for the USA was shown, and from his house the stars and the stripes were flown. For the state threw open the gates to the president of these United States. In fact, everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. to see the Democratic President of the Great Republic, with his charming and genial personality and his wonderful urbanity. We were struck by his modest style and was intrigued by the famous Roosevelt smile. No wonder everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. We understand that the president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine. Mr. Cordell Hull in attendance, they took part in a peace conference to stop war and atrocity and make the world safe for democracy. The greatest event in the century in the interest of suffering humanity.
Dear old Charleston, far away.
Hallelujah.
Since Roosevelt's been re-elected, we'll not be neglected. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Since Roosevelt's been elected, moonshine liquor's been corrected. We've got legal wine, whiskey, beer, and gin. I'll take a drink of brandy and let myself be handy. Good old times are coming back again.
Hallelujah.
You can laugh and tell a joke. You can dance and drink and smoke. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. We'll have money in our jeans. We can travel with the queens. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. No more bread lines, we're glad to say. The donkey won election day. No more standing in the blowing snow and rain.
Hallelujah.
He's got things in full sway. We're all working and getting our pay. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Back again. Back again. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again. Since Roosevelt's been elected, moonshine liquor's been corrected. We've got Franklin D. Roosevelt back again.
Play that thing, boy.
And we just heard the Dixie Songbirds. Bill Cox and Cliff Hobbs, recorded on November 28th of 1936. That song's called Franklin Roosevelt's Back Again. And before that, we heard a great little tune, also about Roosevelt, called FDR in Trinidad. And that was Ry Cooter. That was recorded in 1971 from his album Into the Purple Valley, which was released in 72. And Ry plays guitar, bass, mandolin, vocals on that. That's a song written by Fitz McLean And it was popularized in the 1930s by a calypso artist by the name of Attila the Hun. And when Attila the Hun and his band came to New York City in 1934, President Roosevelt was in attendance. And after seeing this show, he became a big calypso fan. And that song was written about Roosevelt's 1936 trip to Trinidad. Great little ditty there. And we opened up the set with Prosperity and Politics. And that was courtesy of Gid Tanner and the Stillit Liquors. Recorded in 1934. And at this time, the Stillit Liquors had broken up in 1932. They reformed in 1934. Without Clayton McMichen, who was their fiddle player. This time the band was Gid Tanner and his fiddler son Gordon and guitarist Riley Puckett. Gid played banjo and fiddle in the band. And Prosperity and Politics, also a little ditty about Roosevelt. And we're going to move right along into our second set. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio, the Presidential Edition. And we're going to go to Collierville, Tennessee. I believe this was recorded in Sleepy John Estes' house in 1972. And it's a little song that Sleepy John wrote about President Kennedy. And here we go.
They won't fry me. Everybody will say we know the benefit of the end we ever had. When he gone home, gone, gone. He stayed away too long. Rode from town to town, holding enough for life. Yeah.
right now.
Nominated for president, darling. Al Smith nominated for president, darling. Al Smith nominated for president. My vote to him, I'm going to present, darling. Al Smith is a mighty fine man, darling. Al Smith is a mighty fine man, darling. Al Smith is a mighty fine man. He wants to be president of our land, darling. Hot dog in Chicago, just from Tennessee, and here's what the people say. Al Smith is a getting on a boom, darling. Al Smith is a getting on a boom, darling. Al Smith is a getting on a boom. He don't favor the open saloon, darling. Smith wants everything to be just right, darling. Smith wants everything to be this right, darling. Smith wants everything to be this right. The law's gonna get you if you get tight, darling. I'm gonna buy my little camphor gum, darling. I'm gonna buy my little camphor gum, darling. I'm gonna buy my little camphor gum, for then I think I can buy a little rum, darling. Moonshine's been here long enough, darling. Moonshine's been here long enough, darling. Moonshine's been here long enough. Let's all vote right and get rid of this stuff, darling. Many good men been poured to death, darling. Many good men been poured to death, darling. Many good men been poured to death, and with a real drink was never blessed, darling. Put all the bills at the bottle of beer, darling. Put all the bills at the bottle of beer, darling. Put all the bills at the bottle of beer. Wish to the Lord my honey was here, darling.
And we're back. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And, you know, Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting on 88.7 on your FM dial, KRVS, Lafayette, Lake Charles. And you can also dial us in at the web at www.krvs.org. And we just heard a great tune called Governor Al Smith by the late great Uncle Dave Makin. That was recorded in Chicago on July 26th of 1928. That's Uncle Dave on the banjo and the vocals. And let me explain something about that tune. Al Smith was the four-time governor of New York who ran for president in 1928. And his opponent was Herbert Hoover. And at the time, Hoover was a Secretary of Commerce. And while in office, the U.S. was experiencing an unprecedented economic boom. And that's why he won in 1928. But less than a year later, the stock market crashed, and that's the end of that story. But one of Al Smith's, one of the main planks of Smith's platform was the repeal of Prohibition. And Uncle Dave was very happy about that, so that's why I wrote that song. I wanted to get Al Smith elected, but it was not to be. And before that, recorded live at Carnegie Hall on January 20th of 1968 at a tribute to Woody Guthrie, who had just passed a few months earlier. That was Bob Dylan and the band with a great Woody Guthrie tune called Dear Mrs. Roosevelt. This world was lucky to see him walk. And we started off that set with Sleepy John Estes with a song called President Kennedy. And that was recorded in 1972 in Collierville, Tennessee. Sleepy John was from Brownsville, Tennessee. I believe that's real close by there. And that was Sleepy John Estes on vocals and guitar. That was Ry Cooter on mandolin. And Jim Dickinson on piano. And that little setup there, the guitar, mandolin, piano, they were trying to recreate the sound of Sleepy John's early recordings with Jab Jones on piano and Yank Rachel on mandolin. They made those great recordings in the late 30s. And we're going to move right along. Let's see. Our next set, we're going to be going to Tampa. Speaking of Ry Cooter, let's play another cut from him. This is from his new album. And it fits just in with our presidential edition of Freetown Radio. And this one's about the conventions. And it's called Going to Tampa.
Goodbye, my honey. Farewell, my baby. Don't look for me around convention time. I'm bound for Tampa in the great state of Florida to see some distinguished friends of mine. Jolly riding step boys to the highest bidder, each will guarantee. I give all my money, Sarah Palin calls me honey, and shake the peaches on my tree. Cause I'm going to Tampa in the morning. Got my credentials in my overall. But I can't take you with me, little darling. I'm going down to get my ashes home. Well, here's a proposition to entertain a motion. Bring back Willie Horton to us now. We'll spook the congregation and petrify the nation. The folks from Mexico somehow. And let me introduce a man you won't know well. He can play a very important role. State rights is his game. Jim Crow is his name. And Jim's already laced in the hole. Cause I'm going to Tampa in the morning. Saints of Latter-day the call. We'll shout hallelujah in the evening. I'm going down to get my ashes home. Smoking bomb under my pillow.
can be. If you are the president, it's where you do reside. If you are a billionaire, it's one thing you can't buy. It's not for sale.
Not the White House. This house is not for sale. Though you are spending millions just to make this union fail. If you weren't filthy rich, you'd be in jail.
You get one vote, that's all she wrote. This house is not for sale. You can buy a congressman. You can buy a judge. You can back a super PAC and give your lies a nudge. But we the people know the truth, and we still have the right to take a stand and build a land where money is not might. It's not for sale.
Not the White House. This house is not for sale. Though you are spending millions just to make this union fail. If you weren't filthy rich, you'd be in jail.
So coke and rope, go stuff your trove.
This house is not for sale.
You live for gold, you sold your soul, you take more than you need. You push and pull till you're so full, someday you'll die of greed. The Bible calls it avarice, this sickness in your mind. And the devil's waiting for you underneath your bottom line. It's not for sale.
Not the White House, this house is not for sale. Though you are spending millions just to make this union fail. If you weren't filthy rich, you'd be in jail.
Like paradise, it has no price.
This house is not for sale.
Just a dozen years ago, democracy went down. The highest court threw out your vote and gave King George his crown. Now we're still cleaning up the mess from W's devastation, while plutocrats and old fat cats are out to buy our nation. But it's not for sale.
Not the White House. This house is not for sale. Though you are spending millions just to make this union fail. If you weren't filthy rich, you'd be in jail.
You could change the rules, but we're no fools.
This house is not for sale.
Our founding fathers wrote the Constitution for us all. But even then they did amend to clarify the law. So if you doubt what I'm about, then tell me if you can. How does a corporation have the legal rights of man? It's not for sale.
Not the White House. This house is not for sale. Though you are spending millions just to make this union fail. If you weren't filthy rich, you'd be in jail.
You get one vote, that's all she wrote.
This house is not for sale. This house is not for sale.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. Saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
Yes, the great Woody Guthrie with our unofficial national anthem, This Land is Your Land. And Woody wrote that in 1940 as a critical response to Irving Berlin's God Bless America. And before that, we heard one of my musical heroes. That was Rick Good. And that song's a hit. It's called This House is Not for Sale. And Rick is joined on that track by his beautiful partner and co-conspirator, Sharon Leahy Good. And Rick's been around for many a year. Great banjo player, great guitar player, fabulous songwriter. A founding member of the Hot Mud family. And he currently plays with the band Shoefly and also with the Red Clay Ramblers. And in 2010, he received an Ohio Heritage Fellowship for his great work over the years. And just to prove what a great songwriter he is, This House is Not for Sale is indeed proof. And before that, we heard Ry Cooder off his new album, which is called Election Special, on the presidential edition of Freetown Radio. And that was a little tune about the conventions called Going to Tampa. And I believe he's going to Tampa in the morning. And on that track, Ry plays all the instruments except drums, which was played by his son Joaquin. And we're going to move right along. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio, the presidential edition. And we're going to go back to September 18th of 1926 with Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. And a great little tune. When I think about tunes about presidents, and I often think of this one. And here we go with White House Blues.
My poor wife behind. Papa said, from Buffalo to Washington. Standing at the station, just looking at the time, to see if I could run it by half past nine, from Buffalo to Washington. Out of town, miles from 8 o'clock to 9, from Buffalo to Washington. Yonder comes the train, she's coming down the line, flowing there, what station, Mr. McKinley, the dime. It's hard time, hard time. Shot my husband at Ivor Johnson's gun. Getting mad to Washington. Doctor on the horse, he tore down his mane. Said to that horse, you got to outrun this train, from Buffalo to Washington. Doctor ain't running, checked off his specs. Said, Mr. McKinley, better pass in your check. You bound to die, bound to die.
What we're supposed to be afraid of? what terror means, doesn't it? That's what it used to mean. You know, it pisses me off a little that this Supreme Court's gonna outlive me. A couple of young Italian fellas and a brother on the court now, too. But I defy you, anywhere in the world, to find me two Italians as tight ass as the two Italians we got. And as for the brother, well, Pluto's not a planet anymore either. The end of an empire. It's messy at best. This empire's ended. Like all the rest. Like the Spanish Armada. Drift on the sea. We drift in the land of the brave, the home of the free. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
A few words in defense of our country. The great Randy Newman. And that was off his 2008 album called Harps and Angels. And before that, we heard Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. And that was Charlie on banjo and vocals, Posey Rohrer on fiddle, and Norman Woodleaf on guitar. Recorded September 18th of 1926. And we're coming up to the end of Freetown Radio, the presidential edition. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And I think we're going to go out on a good foot. We're all going to get on the good foot now. The great tune that was released as a single in 1974. And rose to number 4 on the R&B charts. I want everybody to have a real nice weekend and relax and have fun and take care of yourselves and, more importantly, take care of each other. We're going to go out with James Brown and a tune called Funky President. Tune in next week to Freetown Radio every Friday at 3. And you'll see what we got in store for you next week if you care to tune in. And thanks for listening.
Funky down. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Godfather.
Payback.
Cold blooded.
Love me, baby, love me now.